If you're watching the news conference, we had a few calls to and from the crew during that time frame. One of those was re-timelining some of the exercise for the crew later today. We are expecting a public affairs event coming up in just about an hour, and they will then execute their exercise on the flywheel afterward. We also had a time period where we had a delay on the forward link of the Deep Space Network, so our communication crew were delayed. That was what we believe to be due to a downlink coming down. Command and data handling stopped that downlink, which resumed the on-time communications with the crew. They'll be able to troubleshoot that and work on transferring large files down from the crew. Recently, Christina Cook reported that her PCD, her portable computing device, went dark before translunar injection and has been unresponsive on a charger. So the team here is troubleshooting to see if there's anything they can do to bring that back online. Last but not least, Commander Reed Wiseman said they got great views of the Earth as they continued departing following the translunar injection burn, and just a testament to how everything is planned and tracked in space. He reported that the windows were dirty because the crew enjoyed looking out of them so much, so he called down for procedures on how to clean the windows. It's important to ask for instructions on things like this. As I mentioned, everything is tracked so carefully throughout a mission that it's important to let the crew and the teams know what is being used